Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of July 2017, and this is the 627th Mol Out Loud podcast. It's 5:30 and it's dusk, and I've had a sort of odd mood today, in that I've been waiting for it to rain. The forecast was for quite heavy rain, certainly for most of the afternoon, and it hasn't happened. And I do find that when it rains, I'm far more focused in my work. And although I've sort of been sitting down with my work, I found it very difficult to concentrate. And now that it's dusk, it really feels as if I can now hone in and focus. So that's what I'm going to be doing. But I also realised that I hadn't spoken to you yet. And I really wanted to do that before I got completely lost in whatever it is that I'm doing. Whatever it is being the novel. But you can hear how distracted I've been. But one of the things that was good about thinking that it was going to be raining for most of the day was that when it wasn't raining first thing this morning, I did go for a walk on Knocklofty, and it felt a bit like a medicinal walk. I found myself dragging my feet a bit, but once I was on my way, once I had sort of got over the hilly road bit rather than the reserve itself, I found myself much better able to get a bit of oomph into my step. I was noticing today, because I think there were quite a few people up there, because it's Saturday morning, there are more people walking about with their dogs and without their dogs and running and with children and so on. So there's a lot of greeting. There's a lot of helloing people. And I sort of noticed that with some people, I would greet them with either a good morning or a hello, usually one of those two. And then if they answered me differently, if I said good morning and they said hello, then I tended to say hello to the next person I met. And that I quite often adapted myself to whatever the last person had said, but not always. And it made me wonder about what it was within our characters or what we perceive of the characters of the people we're talking to, whether we stay steadfast in how we greet people or whether we like to change and adapt. Yes, it made me realise this morning I was more of an adapter, but I bet on other days I'd have been more steadfast in what I'd said. And anyway, it was quite entertaining. And I've noticed it once before. I'd forgotten about this kind of observation, but in Switzerland, when we first moved there, it was to this village. It was quite a small place, and you always said hello to everybody you met on the road or in a shop or along a walk along the river, wherever you happened to be. And I noticed that last time I went back that this didn't happen so much anymore. And I found myself making a point of saying hello to people as an old timer, even though I haven't lived there for a very, very long time. And just how those greetings sort of changed. I hadn't quite noticed it in the same relaying or not relaying that I noticed it this morning. One of the other things I realised this morning, I knew a couple of people, although I didn't know most of them, but So the hello is followed by, how are you? And at the moment, everyone you meet is on a sort of percentage basis. It's there was one couple I bumped into, and one of them said, "Oh, I'm about 90%," and the other one said, "Oh, I'm about 60% and going down." And I was thinking, I think I'm about 75% at the moment. And it's as if the whole suburb has been smitten by this same bug that we're all trying to kind of recover from or are catching at the moment. So there's this intriguing measurement system going on as well. But I'm very glad to say that when I got home, I didn't feel exhausted, and I haven't had a rest today. I had a very long night last night. I went to bed quite early and got up only just in time to go to the quiz. So I think having had enough sleep helped too, but the very fact that I had enough sleep means that my cough hasn't been keeping me awake. So I think I'm ending the week a lot better than I started it with, and now I just need to get myself back into gear so that I can get back into my writing again. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that things have been falling into place for you, or if not, at least you've had some interesting or enjoyable or both diversions on the way. Life is not a straight line, and sometimes the diversions are more important than the main focus. Tomorrow's Sunday, so I won't be speaking to you again. So I thank you very, very much for listening this week, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.